At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Okay, let's go.
What is going on, guys? Welcome back to the Chew and Who podcast. As you can see on the screen, it's just me and Quiz. Nah, I'm lying, man. I actually got a...
I'm dying.
Hey, we got Who fighting Chew back in the house. And who's the guy sitting next to him? Of course, it is... Carlos, man. What's up, Carlos, man? Oh, my God. Brian Davis already on there. Jesus. They're just popping out like... popping up like we wakes up there, Brian. Brian, now the average boy podcast guy. You gotta check these guys out, man. Great podcast. Nothing but nerd stuff. I think Chew jumped on it for you. You were on it for a while, weren't you?
I was on there for like a minute until technology failed me once again.
Yes, the podcast gods.
Technology is unfortunately. Not my friend.
Yeah. Unfortunately. But today's episode, guys. This guy's birthday, baby.
That's right.
Holy shit. This bitch turned 48, baby. This bitch just turned 48.
You said you was 21 in the car.
Let's not talk about past tense there, Joe.
I see what's happening.
Oh, man. But we are rocking it here tonight. We got some special guests coming in. We got Carlos in the house right now, man, which is, I'm glad. Thank you very much, Brian, for the happy birthday, man. Appreciate it, man. I know we want to go over some stuff today with you. Let's get straight to it, Carlos. Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Carlos Reyes, first and foremost. I work for a company, an LLC company that stands for ASI, which means Advocates Searching for Independence.
Right.
So what we do is their kids from ages 14 to 22, and we try to steer them towards employment right after high school. But okay. not only that, but we also teach them the importance of like self-advocacy.
Right.
And not only the importance of self-advocacy, but like advocating for others in need. So we try to steer them in the right direction. So if you'd like to know more information, I would love to call my boss so she can give you her input.
Yeah, and as far as anything else, I mean, the program, I mean, how do they sign up on this? I mean, is there a certain place they go to reach out to you? I mean, you say it was from between 14 and 22?
14 to 22, yes, sir.
And these are people who are at risk or they have special needs or?
They're children with special needs.
Special needs, okay.
Special needs. That's pretty cool, man. I mean, yeah. I mean, consider the fact that, you know, wrong picture. Oh, that's a Tommy. you know, there's a lot of different... business or companies that offer this also. But I mean, for somebody with special needs that's trying to get like a job or further themselves and what so have you, sometimes they need that extra push, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, and as far as placement, when they go and they apply, I mean, what's the process? I mean, like how long more or less does it take for them to, is there like a qualification sheet, pretty much?
Honestly, sir, again, I'm just starting. I've been working there for 6 months.
Okay.
But
okay.
I'm still trying to get my feet wet.
Okay.
So that's why I would love to call my boss so she can give you her input.
Sure. Yeah, man. You want to go ahead and give her a call. We'll get her on the podcast right now. That's why you're doing that.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Louie.
Louie.
Oh, my God. Man, ready? 3, 2, 1. I'm out. What's up, Louie, man? Thank you for watching, like always. And we got Sean Logan, who's supposed to be here.
Where the hell are you, Sean?
But it's all good, man. Don't worry about Sean. You know, got some stuff going on. And I mean, and also we got Quez Black here on the background. And who are we speaking with right now? Who are we going to talk to?
Miss Sonia.
Miss Sonia, Miss, are you out on speaker?
I have it on speaker.
There, I did bring it right over here, man. I'll put it real close to the mic.
Yeah.
Miss Sonia, welcome to the welcome to the Chewy New Podcast. Tell us a little bit about. I mean, the ASI, the organization that's going on for these young children.
Yes. This is an amazing organization. We provide pre-employment transition services for young adults.
Okay.
Our mission is to empower individuals with disabilities to find or create meaningful opportunities for a full community inclusion. We serve young adults at the schools in the region. We are contractors with Workforce Solutions with a vocational rehabilitation program. And actually, we serve young adults from 14 to 22 years old, empower them with the abilities to be more independent, to reach their goals.
That's awesome.
To make a difference in their lives. So
wow,
that's what we do.
That's all. And as far as the program, I know we were speaking about the program. You say it started at age 14, correct?
We start age 14 to 22. Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, as far as the process wise, I mean, is it like a class, or how does the person qualify for this? What do they need to do?
Well, it's very interesting, and thank you for the question. Mm-hmm. Actually, the Workforce Solutions has very special programs where the counselors go directly to the schools. Or many times, the school counselor contact Workforce Solutions mm-hmm. because they're pay programs, okay?
Right.
And when the young adults just start the transition age, we help them with the curriculums that we have are special to identify specific goals in different areas.
Oh.
The areas that we help are, for instance, we help them to identify what career they're going to chose, you know, maybe, I mean, in any age, any person go through transition, you know.
Right.
But one of the hard parts is just identify what I want to be in a few years, when I'm adult, when probably I'm going out from school. Well, our training is special to identify that goals, skills, helping them to identify short-term goals, long-term goals. I mean, it's very specific. And empower them with resources. Then we have the self-advocate training.
Oh, okay.
Just to identify how they can empower themselves, knowing the rights and also knowing how to advocate for their needs. We also have work readiness training, where wow. we help them to identify those soft skills, to work with the boss, to identify mm-hmm. What happened, if I need help at work, things like that. Mm-hmm. And one more is just the counseling and post-secondary education. When you're ready for college, how to request accommodations, how to address aspects of, guys, I'm behind, I need to talk with my professor, things like that. But we walk them through the different needs that they have to accomplish a real goal for success, you know.
That's awesome. I mean, that sounds like a real great program for these young men or women that later on grow up, you know, and they need assistance to look for a way on their own, live on their own, you know. And it's a great opportunity for them. Is there a website that we can go to so we can go in and jump on that and see what qualifications for that?
Oh, sure. I'm be happy to give you my website just so I can send you that in a minute.
That's fine. That'll be great. We get that website. We'll post it on our Chewy New Podcast and promote it as best as possible. I know the reason why Carlos asked me, he called me up because I don't want to overstep, but do you have somebody that's autistic? And I go, yes, it's my son. He's 12 years old. And he goes, oh, and he started telling me about the program. And it was kind of an eye-opener because, I mean, being here from the RGV, I mean, there might be a lot of organizations like that, but to actually be heard to the public, you know, or be as far as like social media, anything like that, to be heard here in the RGB, I think people need to get a little bit more knowledge on that. Because, I mean, there's a lot of kids that when my son went to school and where I work in a school district, and I seen these young boys and girls that are coming up with the age of autistic or a mental disability, it kind of worries me. You know, being a parent, you're only going to be around for so long, and any parent, whether they're mental illness, illness or anything, you know, anything like that, you stay worried for your kids. And especially in my shoes and my wife's shoes, we are a little bit more concerned, because I mean, we don't know when our time is up. We don't know, you know, I mean, every day is a gift, you know, to be on God's green earth and to spend time with my son and try to teach him the ways, you know. But having something like this that you have going on, it's a plus. It's actually a golden path.
I'm sure a lot of families would appreciate.
Well, that's our mission, exactly. And as the Advocate Searching for Independence, again, it's an LLC company, but we have that mission to help parents, to help the young adults, to guide them through the system, to be the support that they need. You know, the fear that you have, even though your son is so young, yes, you want to empower him to have the ability to speak up for himself, to make decisions. And we walk through the training that we have. It's amazing, because even though it's just 20 hours, we help them through that process to identify the obstacles that they may have, but the solution, you know, problem solving, is making sure that they can request or make a decision little by little. You know, it's a learning process, but that's the beauty of our program.
That's awesome.
And let me give you my website.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Ready? www. A as in apple, SI. Open doors.
That's awesome. I mean, God bless you, man. I mean, that's awesome for having an organization like that for these young ladies and young men that are growing up with any mental illness or anything like that in the world. And you know, something available. ASI Open Doors, right? All right, yeah. Sonia, I really appreciate you coming on the podcast. We would love to have you on our podcast, we can talk a little bit more and get to know you a little bit better, so the public can see exactly.
Anytime, Carlos will be our contact person. He's one of our trainers.
He'll be our middleman. He'll be our middleman, so we can get a hold of you.
If you ever feel like you want to join us,
I would be delighted to give you more information. Actually, this week, on the 4th, next week, there's going to be, for your information, the Hidalgo, first of all, Teen Mari is having a conference this week.
Okay.
And it's for young, any parent, any family member. Also, they help individuals with autistic families and kids.
That's awesome.
Are you familiar with
Teen Mari? Yes, I am. Yes.
Conference this week.
Yes, I am. I do know who they are. Being a parent, you know, we tend to be a little bit overprotective, you know. You know, it's kind of hard to let them go on their own, because we worry too much. And I think that happens for any parent. But we have heard of Team Mario when my son was going to therapy for a while. Ever since he got out of therapy, he's doing wonders, man. He's doing wonders now. And now that he's he's homeschooled now, and he's doing 100% way better than what he did before. And you know, something like this will probably be the next step for him. And I mean, I would glad to have him on the show so we could talk a little bit more.
Of course. And this November the 4th, Hidalgo County, they have the transition fair. It's going to be at STC. I will be the keynote speaker there, and there will be a full morning of different resources for parents, for young adults, for anybody. It's free. And if you need more information, I can send you more details.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. It's a pleasure to talking with you guys. No. Thank you for what you're doing.
Yes, is that going to be at the STC campus here in Westerville?
With our heart, we help little by little. And anything that you need, just make sure that you can contact me, okay?
Yeah, no problem. This is gonna, Chi was asking, it's going to be, what did you say right now, Chi?
Is it at the STC in the Midtown? Pecan?
Or the East STC on Pecan and McAllen?
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
It will
be
the
Hidalgo County.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Nice. Thank you very much, Sonia. We hope to hear from you soon. Big shout out, man. Wonderful things in that side of the RGB, man. And we hope to talk to you soon and have you on our show.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Best wishes. Thank you.
God bless you too, Ms. Sonia. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. Man, that was awesome, man. That's good to know, to have that branch or the olive branch or the open door, like the way she says. I mean, it's awesome. It's an awesome feeling knowing that there is something extra out there for the kids, you know?
So many families have children who have needs of one type or another, and it's nice to know that there are resources.
One of the requirements to get ASI is you have to either know somebody with a disability or you have to have a disability of your own.
Right.
So because what we want to do is we want to show the students, hey, you know what? If I can do it, you can do it.
Yeah.
So we're trying to make an impact in the life.
That's awesome, man.
So I mean, I'm working, but it doesn't even really feel that work. I mean, I know what I do.
Those are the best jobs.
Yeah, I'm doing something, but you know, I'm getting paid.
You're supposed to be working.
You're supposed to be working, bro. Come on, Carlos.
It's only the last time that I was on the podcast.
Yeah.
2 months ago.
Right.
You know, I want to be the Tony Robbins of hip hop. Is what I told you.
Right.
So I want to take that same idea, and I want to be kids. I want to be students, and I want to empower them.
Right.
I want to motivate them. I want to encourage them.
Yeah.
So I mean, it's awesome, man. It's very fulfilling working where I work at. So
That's awesome. That you know, like I said, you have that opportunity.
There we go, Sean Logan.
Sean Logan is talking with Quezzer. Big shout out to Sean Logan. Maddie. Big shout out to Maddie.
Madison.
What's up, man? Thank you very much for watching. Guys, I got a message this morning from our brother from.
Oh, thought we're getting evicted.
No, we go. Yeah, we're getting evicted. and it was fun while it lasted. No,
Michael Mendoza. What's up, brother?
I have somebody that sent me a best wish happy birthday this morning.
Uh-oh.
It was from the first night. Check this out.
Yeah, it was mad early, 7 o'clock in the morning. Shit, 3 a.m. when I seen happy birthday. So now I'm going to do it like this. Yo, happy birthday. Happy birthday to my brother Mark.
Yeah, baby. That brother is amazing, bro. Whitney would be proud.
Can't wait to hear the remix of that.
No shit, right? I want to say thank you very much for the birthday wish, man. I really do appreciate you, man. And these last 4 years has been great with Chu and I, interviewing a lot of RGB talent. Now Quez in the mix.
Wow.
What? What do you mean, wow?
Could have just said us.
Oh, my God. Oh, now it's us. It's not we. It's us.
I told you not to invite it. I told you.
$23 is yes. And $23 is yes.
What are you talking about? I paid my part. I've done my responsibilities. I don't know what the fuck you guys are waiting for. You need to get your shit together.
Oh, my God.
Sean Logan, you ready for Sunday?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Now we're talking. Who's playing this Sunday?
Philadelphia against Washington.
Oh, my God.
Here we go, Riverboat Ryan.
And circle the wagon. There's about to be a massacre.
I think we're going to lose this one.
I think we're going to lose. No, man, but I know Quez brought something to the podcast.
It was me and
Chew.
Oh, Chewing Quest brought me something especially tailored for me. Don't worry, it's not rated R. That's for later. but y'all, go ahead and pull it up as we can take a look at it.
Pull it out.
Pull it out. Not that. Not that. They got me my favorite, bro. This is I'm a sucker for cheesecakes. This is like the wife helped out. The bread and butter. But it's
your wife helped us.
Thanks, babe. Thank you. But you should see what they wrote on it. It says,
"Eat me." The cake, man.
And I'm gonna eat you.
Oh, really? I'm ready. $20 out of it. Slow down there, buddy. Slow down there, Sean.
We're talking about Sean. I'm talking about the cake.
Mr. Revenant Watch himself, Jerry Swat.
Bro, Carlos is looking at me from across the table, across the room. He's like,
you like cheesecake, bro?
I love cheesecake.
Oh, shit.
I'm not out to respect when he passed, man. I'm not 20 pounds.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
You know what?
I don't
even live like it right now, but like, just give me some time out. I'm not six pack.
Keep it up, bro.
Whoa.
Trying to do a Backstreet Boys
video.
It's
not 9 o'clock yet, man.
I know you were talking about the game. $20. I can't do $20. I don't know. After buying this kick, I don't know.
Rich dude, bro. Are you kidding me? $20.
You see, Sean, if you would have been here, you would have got some of that cheesecake. I'm sorry, but you got to for next year, man. You got to come back next year.
I'm going to be like Pete Diddy. Go buy me that cheesecake.
Run down the street and grab me some cheesecake. Oh, my gosh, man. This week, actually, tonight or is it tomorrow? Five Nights at Freddy's? Anybody?
This week.
Five Nights at Freddy's. It is going to be available on Peacock. Does anyone even want to go to the theater?
Oh, well, we know it's going to be great then.
Yeah, it's a movie. Yeah.
Exactly. It's a movie. The way you were, your reaction was mine.
Oh, the movie? Yeah. Dude, it actually, the trailer's actually not that bad.
What's cracking?
What's up, Jerry Suarez? it actually looks like a good movie, man. Yeah. I know you said you went and saw The Exorcist. You were not
impressed.
I haven't seen it.
I said it was a flop.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Nah.
Was it?
No.
You know what?
My
Fire Stick already has it.
I bet your Fire Stick has it.
I'm touching your Fire Stick.
No one's touching your Fire Stick tonight, bro. Uh-huh. You see, now you can scare to Carlos and he's looking at me calling me.
I'm just calling
him.
Uh-oh.
All right. You didn't explain to me, man. I'm not the 5-0.
Nah, but
the 5-0, bro.
It's funny that you mentioned. I mentioned Diddy.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy, right? Like,
when do you not mention Diddy?
Yeah, dude. So have you been going along with the murder of Tupac?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, it's leading to P Diddy. It's leading to.
Puffy.
Yeah,
apparently.
So it's leading back to him.
Oh shit! Really?
Some crazy shit.
Well, if you see that, we'll get another guest. Oh my god, we got no special guest coming out with you, man. It's a little squeeze quiz right now. Like, we got our special guest downstairs. Someone coming up here. She made a little bit more crazier. He's a drinking SOB. I go. That's all I gotta say. You know what I'm talking about. Oh man, but
that's badass, man.
Yeah, it's cool. That's the cool part about the birthday specials that I try to hold every year. Last year, it was kind of a little bit disappointing because it rained and just like it did today.
Right.
Unfortunately, Jude couldn't make it. Muddy area. My brother wasn't able to come out, and I did it by myself. Man, I did it straight alone, but it was pretty cool because it actually gave me a chance to really get deep thoughts into through the years that I've been with the podcast,
Didn't you just spend an hour cussing out here?
Pretty much. And I feel pretty damn good about it.
Yeah. It was a good show. It was one of our highest ratings.
It actually hit 2 million. but no, man, I mean,
It's like I was saying to Sonya a few minutes ago. I mean, every day on God's green earth, man. I mean, it's everybody's like, oh well, another day, another dog. No, man, you need to stop thinking like that. And you know, you gotta tell yourself, you know what, dude? I mean, this is not just any other day. This is a gift. It's a gift because I mean, you still have your loved ones around. You still have your loved ones around. You got your friends. You got your family. You know, and each day is a gift, man. It's a gift, man. We just have to enjoy it as well as we can. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, especially after everything that's happened over the years.
No kidding, dude.
You know,
no kidding. Yeah, man. Yeah, but you know,
every day is a gift. Every day that you're above ground, walking around, have your family, you know, have someone care about or do something that you care about.
Exactly.
It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Yeah, man. Oh, Quez wants me to give a big shout out to Glow. What's up, Glow?
When you come back, Glow?
You know, yeah, when we come back.
What's going on?
Yeah, when you come back to the studio. I mean, Sean Logan telling me here, he's sharpening the craft, put the work in. You're damn right. You got to put the work in, baby. But, yeah, dude, I mean, it's awesome. It's been an awesome year for me, man. Coming into the big 4-8, man, in 2 more years, man, I'll be 50 Cent. Yeah, I'll be 50 Cent. 50 Cent, well, not literally, it's about 50. But, bro, it's weird, man, how time flies by so quick, you know? And yeah. You try to, like, enjoy every minute of it.
And tell me about it, bro. I'm going to be 35 in May, bro. I still remember when I was 21.
Where you go? 35, bro.
35.
No, it's still
the
year, bro.
Jeez. Oh, I remember being 21.
I remember being 16.
I went to the beach at the time of my life,
man. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen.
What's up?
Oh, my God. You just said it right there. I just said, dude, we're drinking. It's all right. Yeah, bro. We got Sean Mecca in the house just in time, man, because I'm about to go to commercial. We're going to go to commercial right now. And we got Sean Mecca in the house, the SOB drinking Sean Mecca. I'll sit down right here. I'll see Sean. We're going to take a strip commercial break and be right back. A shirt. Same
shirt.
Great minds think alike.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah. It's true.
That's a nice shirt, homie.
It's a nice shirt. Guys,
she's like, are you sure you're going to wear that?
Like,
yeah, I guess so.
Twinkies! Anyway, guys, we'll be right back to take a quick commercial. I'll be back with Sean Mecca and a lot more fun having on the show today. So let's rock and roll. Here we go. With our another special guest, Mr. Sean Mecca.
What's going on? That's a nice shirt, man.
Hey, man, that's an awesome shirt, bro.
Do you guys call each other or what?
Yeah.
You jealous? So what's up, Sean?
What's going on?
How you been, brother?
I'm good, man.
I mean, tell us, you're part of the world, man. Talk to us, man. What's going on?
I'm there hanging in there, drinking a couple of beers and enjoying our lives, you know what I mean?
I hear you, man. I hear you.
That's how it gave me. I think you need to get closer.
Oh, you want to get closer?
Yeah, he wants to get closer.
Scooch in. Scooch in just a little bit.
I thought you'd never ask.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
How's that, pumpkin?
Oh, my God.
Sean Logan said, what's good, Sean? Proud of you, man.
What's up, baby?
What is up, man?
So what's up, Sean? Talk to me. What's going on in your neck of the woods, man? How's the gigs going, man?
You're all over the place.
And what is it with you and Quez in the same bathroom thinking together? Like,
look, this is how ideas come about. You know what I mean? You sit in the shitter and I'm sorry.
Can we cuss?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Come on, man. You've been on this podcast twice.
We're on the shitter. You know what I mean? And that's where the best ideas come from. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, yeah, you feel that. That's the one.
That's the beat.
You know what I mean? So, I've just been staying busy, man. Trying to make something with this country music. So,
yeah, man. Oh. I know it's been moving quite a bit. I know the first one you released was the actual first song you released. That was the country one.
That beer drinking SOB.
Yeah. That was so fun.
Yes.
Yeah, it took off like crazy, man. It took like hotcakes, bro. I tell you that much right now, man. Yeah. Everybody on Spotify was playing it, even on YouTube's on TikTok.
Yeah.
They've been going like crazy, bro. Yeah,
on the talk?
On the talk. What? Not on the vine.
Don't make that a thing. That's not a thing. No, that's not a thing. To talk.
Oh, my God. Oh, here we go.
It's starting right here. It's starting right here, dude.
The talk.
Yes.
Is this is that like a girl's show? The View?
It could be.
No.
It could be.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, man.
For real, dude.
Get a life. Hey, you said you got crazy what you're going to do, bro.
We can't hold hands?
Is it that time?
Yeah, you,
is it that time?
Do it. Do it.
What is he going to do?
Show dumbness. He's ripping out the diaper. He's going to show dumbness.
I'm about to own all these bitches.
Sean, Sean Logan says, Sean has more than a country vibe. His scripts are incredible.
Oh,
thank you, sir.
You,
which was gracious.
Jerry Swatter says, do I see a collaboration with Sean Mecca in the near future with some country music? I think, yes. Oh, Jerry's trying to be an artist.
All right.
Oh, my God.
How come no one is mentioning the awesome shirt?
The shirt. Just, he's matching. Can't you see?
Bro.
Well, can they see you right now?
They can see you right now.
They can see you. I had to make sure that on his birthday,
yeah, damn right,
we was matching.
He's okay, damn straight.
Just wanted to make sure.
That's the only thing I bring my camouflage. I messed up. That was my bad. Dude.
That's all right.
That's my bad.
You always got to match the hat with the chonies. You
know what I'm saying? Well, jokes on you. I don't have any on right now. But
it happens that way. You know what I mean? It always happens.
Well, that is the commando. There you go. I am in commando form, man. I got no chonies on.
And that's all we have tonight, folks.
Yeah. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next week. Dia de los Muertos. Which is next week, man. Dia de los Muertos, bro.
Yes, sir.
I mean, shit. That'd be something good. And now, talking about Dia de los Muertos in horror films, did you not see Mr. Quez's short film? Did you not see?
I want to see my pinkies. You know what I mean?
Man, dude. I mean, shout out to Mr. Quez, man, with a short film. He did that horror flick?
No.
Nah.
Time out. Sean Logan, don't think I saw that. Didn't see that. Don't think I did not see that, Sean Logan. You know what he put?
What did he put?
You and him looked like cuties.
Y'all cute. All the match.
Shout out to Lolo Rodriguez.
I'll put that right there.
I'm glad someone said it.
It's not even summer, sorry.
I'm glad someone said it.
Man, I think you and Chu on the same team right now, bro. You just been pretty much throwing it out there.
Shut for the fuck up.
Yeah. Somebody had to say it.
I'm just playing.
Hey, but I have a question.
There you go.
Are you thinking about possibly doing a collaboration with Jelly Roll?
I would love that.
You know how it's got to over your country.
Yeah, I mean that would be fucking awesome. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a little out of reach, but I would fucking love to make that happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Jelly Roll.
I can see that happening, bro.
That's what
I'm gonna ask.
Go ahead, say.
Nah.
Because you know what I was gonna say? Because you over exaggerated on one word.
Well, here we go.
I would let a fucking
Jelly Roll.
I never say that.
Oh my God.
God damn, yeah. You freaked
out. I would love to do that. That'd be fucking awesome.
I can see that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
What Sean Logan said, he said what I said was y'all look cute off the matching.
Oh hell yeah.
That's what he said.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Sean.
That's not what you read.
That's not what I saw.
Actually, let me see one on Chew. Say that again, Chew, so you can know who you're talking to.
That's not what he read.
Oh man. Well, that's awesome, Sean. I mean, anything, any last coming up events that you'd be doing?
We got one last event for the year. We're headed to Kyle, Texas.
Ooh.
It's a birthday bash I'm doing out in Kyle, Texas at the Rail House.
Right. Will Kyle make an appearance?
No, not Kyle.
You know what? I've been thinking about
Kyle.
Seeking him.
Kyle.
Bringing him out. You know what I mean?
Shut him out, dude.
Who knows? I might bring him back.
I know Quiz misses him.
Got to let him out.
You got to let him out. Holy shit.
Holy shit.
Man, because, I mean, Kyle's a character, bro. Kyle's a character. I interviewed him a long, 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 long time ago in a little show with De La Cruz. And he's interesting, bro.
He's a very good guy. He's a slut. Is it Burger King? He loves the Starbucks very much.
Shout out to Mr. King Cuts himself. What's up, Paisy?
Oh, what's going can't on? To
meet you finally. Yeah, man. I do got to get you on here, Sean, so you can meet you. Choose something else, man.
Who wants to meet you?
Oh, my God.
I mean, meet you, not meet you.
Who wants to meet you? No, man.
It's a good thing you clear that up.
Yes, sir.
Carlos, get first.
You, NFL-wise.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're gonna dip into the NFL.
Foosball. We're talking to the foosball people.
Foosball.
And for the devil.
Mama said,
foosball with the devil.
Everything is a devil to you, mama.
Sorry, I had to put it out.
Everything is a devil to you, mama. And I saw the movies, and I liked them.
Did you show me the movies?
That was fucking perfect.
Last year, I
got to
see one of them.
That's
the Eagles.
The Eagles.
I'm not saying that. I know y'all are fans, but I got to say, after last year, man,
I'm
born and raised, bro. My dad is a Cowboys fan.
Oh, yeah. Hey,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
I grew up a hockey fanatic, so the San Francisco Cowboys. I can't do it. I'm I'm a Cowboys fan, obviously, right. Okay? But I think the 90s Cowboys.
Okay, Detroit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, there's a story behind the door.
No, couldn't have said it. You're wrong. I'm right.
Happy birthday, motherfucker.
What do you believe? Do you believe, Sean, that Dallas is back in the mix after the loss? Two losses in a row.
We're talking about hockey.
I'm not a big fan of the football leagues.
Really?
As of right now.
You don't watch football.
I don't watch football very much.
You know, Sean, thank you for coming by, man. You know what that Carlos is?
You know what I mean?
Let me take the camera off and go back to Carlos. Back to you.
Football.
Quiet Cowboy fan. I mean, growing up, did you idolize them, or was it, why the Cowboys?
I'm sorry, bro. like I said, it was a tradition of ours, man. Like, I would get together with my grandfather, and my mother and I would make oat cakes, and we'd give them to our family members. And it was a family thing, you know. But after Jordan retired, they just started to suck, you know. Like,
wow.
Damn.
just being honest, you know, like the last.
I'll be honest. Yes, you're
you know, like, who the fuck are you? I'm a fan.
Like that, that first Prince episode. You know, tells the cop, you suck.
You know what I'm
saying? You suck.
Dude, I mean, I can, through the years, growing up in a cowboy household, my dad would, like, implant us.
I have a question.
Okay, here we go.
How did he become a Fidel Diego fan? Was he a cowboy fan?
No.
At a young age, no. He did follow the sport, but he wasn't really a hardcore cowboy fan.
I did wear, like, I never had a jersey to wear, and my cousin, our cousin, she had a Cowboys jersey.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I've never seen poor, you know, middle class, what, people, I guess you want to say?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
We're middle class now?
Wow.
They're
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Right, so, like, well, our cousin.
Like, yeah, I understand.
Yeah. Either way, oh, fuck, dude. So, like, I wanted to wear a jersey, and it was a Cowboys jersey. So, there. But I wasn't a fan.
Well.
Let me zoom on this right here.
The fucking cat come out to play. Son of a bitch.
I started liking the Cowboys.
Hey!
I started liking the Eagles I like Randall Cunningham, but I wasn't into it. But I got more into it when the McNabbs.
Who's Nats again?
Reggie White, you know.
Yeah,
Marco McCollum, what the fuck?
Parker. Okay.
Yeah. So they fucking come in into the elevator.
With right.
Me. They're with females who are not their wives.
Oh, okay. Shit. That's it. Get that out of the bag. Here we go.
Sorry, guys.
This is for not giving me an autograph. So I asked them straight up. I was like, can I take a picture? Can I get an autograph? And they're like, nope. Sorry, like, we can't do it right now. It's like, we're in the fucking elevator. Like,
yeah.
Why can't we just take a picture?
Right.
We're apparently what they said, that they were on off season, that during off season, they can't take pictures and sign
up. That's a load of crap.
You know what? I'm going to ask.
Ask them right now.
I'm going to ask somebody.
What?
If that's true.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We have a source that's up there.
Really? Yes. Okay. We have a source. All three of us have a source.
So apparently that was the excuse, that because they're off, it was off season, they're not allowed to sign autographs and take pictures.
Right.
So like, wow, fuck me, right? So they just got off the elevator and I stayed crying.
Kobe's better.
David would have given it to me.
What? David Robinson.
Robinson.
Yeah. David would have given it to you.
Yeah, he would have given it to
you. What did you hear?
What did you hear?
Exactly.
If you would have said that, David would have given it to me.
Oh. Exactly. How
they would have turned around and given the autograph. That's what they would have done.
And done this to me and slapped me in the face. And
I'm calling your wife right now.
Sean Logan says, "Wish I could have made it." That's dry snitching.
That's dry snitching.
They should have given me an autograph. What do you think of the new player? What's his name? That
Wimbyama?
Yeah,
that's a big dude.
That's a big dude.
That's a big guy, bro.
And can ball and shoot.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's a big boy.
Dang, man.
Yeah.
I was watching playbacks on the recent game, man, and I'm like, this boy just dropping him anywhere.
Yeah.
He didn't give a rat's ass, and he did a video on TikTok where he has a camera at high level.
Yeah.
So you can see how close.
Yes, sir. Dude
is not even like a foot away from the freaking rim, dude. He's a guy that doesn't jump.
He's just like, I'm like, goddamn, okay, just give him a fucking trophy already, dude.
But yeah, he's exactly. He is a freaking beast. He is a beast on the court, bro. It's crazy. I mean, dude, and everybody thought he was gonna be a flop.
Yeah.
And when he's coming out, he's too tall. He can't do this. Big man, he's way too slow. Yeah. This kid's just rocking.
They just need to build around him. That's it.
Yeah, no shit. Go. What about you, Carl? NBA team.
Live or die. As of right now, the one guy that I'm looking at is that Jeremy Johnson. He's the guy, kind of looks like Mike Jones.
I'm sorry. And what he plays with?
This guy's
a Star Wars fanatic. Oh yeah, we know that.
Y'all a fanatic.
You're a Star Wars fanatic, I'm gonna throw this out there, bro.
I'm gonna throw this out there,
and so Spurs wise, better player on the team right now.
So Shaq. But when I was younger, I respect the fact that you like Tim Duncan is a shit.
Yeah.
But I like Derrick Rose.
Oh yeah.
Because my grandfather's a veteran.
He's a veteran too.
Yeah.
Who's a veteran?
David Hasselhoff.
I think it was in the Navy. My grandfather was in the Air Force.
He's part of the Hasselhoff. Yes.
I was reading up on. I like to go on Facebook and read up a lot on sports. There was one thread that I read where Tim Duncan stepped up and says, "I don't care what anybody says. Michael Jordan's not the GOAT." He literally came on Facebook. I researched
there. When you think about it, though, the game now is watered down compared to what Michael Jordan was facing.
Yeah, because everybody flops. You
know? Yeah. So I do agree that he's a GOAT. Mm-hmm. I think people kind of like from
nuts on Sean Logan said, what?
But I think, honestly, I mean, yeah, I think he is a GOAT.
No,
I'm a person.
But, however,
here we go. Here we go. There's a but.
Who's the dude that scored 100 points? Will Chamberlain?
Will Chamberlain.
He did a lot of work.
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Really?
I think it was 71. Jordan, I think the most he scored was like 71 or something.
Look, bro. All I know is that I've taken down about 20 beers in one sitting. So that's all I know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. I don't know where the hell you're coming with that, but I'll take it to see. But yeah, I did read the thread about that, about Tim Duncan saying that.
Yeah.
And what's so happy about that, like he said that, Jordan was not going to go. But other than that, we go back to the Star Wars thing. I did watch the Rock and Roll, Rock and Roll James podcast.
Hey, man.
PVT. They threw me some curveballs. They threw me some hard curves.
And I was listening. I go, man, they did throw you some hard curves in, man. They really want to know whether you were.
But they were throwing me curveballs from like new shows,
right,
new
right.
movies. You know yeah. what I'm saying? Like I'm a fan of like
you watch those new movies though.
Yeah, I've seen them once or twice. Not like New Hope or Return of the Jedi. I'm too old. At least 10, 15 times.
I'm trying to mean, dude. I'm not the one saying this here. I heard
New Hope.
I heard New Hope, but New Hope? I knew what he was talking about.
New Hope.
New Hope.
New Hope. New Hope.
Who said New Hope?
You know who my favorite is? I like Jar Jar Binks.
Yeah. Yeah, he's cool, man. I fucks with him.
Go ahead, Blade. When I say Blade, I'm hitting the third or fourth wall. Chew.
Yes.
A perspective of a Star Wars
really?
Fan. No. He knows his shit.
Really?
He knows his shit.
Can differ.
Oh, no.
Shut the fuck up. Eric loves to beg.
Sorry.
And the famous words of Jar Jar Binks, shut the fuck up.
Gail swallows. Shut it,
why does no one love me?
You see, junk.
Many moons ago, in a galaxy far, far away.
No, I don't know. Let's see.
Pump his chest out. No, he don't want to ask question.
What is the name?
Senator Palpatine.
Thank you.
Not only is Mr. Sean a Star Wars fanatic, he's also a mind reader.
I'm fucking excited.
It was dead off. Thank you.
And Sean says, you're an asshole.
Say that when you're here, dude.
He's saying he's not joking. But, man, I mean, we've had a Star Wars, I think it was the Star Wars podcast that we had about a couple of months ago.
Yep.
They came on. They were like, shooting it on.
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, here we go.
What's the worst Star Wars film ever?
Oh, you shouldn't have said that.
Why you got these guys?
Well, I mean, you're wearing a shirt, right?
Go on.
Shirt.
I couldn't find anything to wear. I would say.
All the old ones
are good, dude. I would say episode two.
Episode 2. The old episode 2 or the prequel?
The prequel. Number 2 is one.
Episode 2.
Oh my gosh, shit your fucking face, dude.
Are you talking about
Attack of the Clones?
Yeah.
You like Attack of the Clones, really?
It's all right.
It was so easy.
You see?
Yeah.
It's a good movie. Yeah. It's not on my top, you know what I'm saying?
But Chalo said, here we go.
Mr. Sorry. Shut the fuck up.
Worst Star Wars movie. I mean, I don't think you
well, I can't say worse, but
it was bad.
I mean, episode 2 is like not the greatest, but it's still a good movie. Like, I'll watch it.
Right.
Like, it's still, like, I'm going to sit down and watch it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Fanboys is a hilarious movie.
It is.
Fanboys was.
Yeah. And the reason why I bring that up is it's Star Wars esque.
Really?
Yeah. Never seen it. You never seen Fanboys?
That's why they have that stuff on the van, right?
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
It's fucking good, bro. It's funny as shit.
Yeah.
It's funny as shit.
Shit.
Spaceballs.
I've never seen that.
That's a great shirt, by the way.
That's awesome.
You need to watch it, bro. It's good.
Wow.
If you're Mel Brooks fan, you gotta watch.
Mel Brooks does a hell of a job.
Mel Brooks is the shit. I know who Mel Brooks is.
My favorite part is where Moses is like this. He has his hands up, the water spreads.
Thanks, bro.
I like Blazing Saddles.
I've never seen that one. Bro,
all the white women at.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Bro, all the white women at.
I fucking love that one. That's a good one.
Oh, dude.
Goonies.
I tried.
Oh, the Goonies, man.
Don't do it.
I want to do about this.
Okay, no, bro.
Don't do it.
I will fucking leave you. Speaking of that,
so there's a meme that I saw yesterday. Where it says what the fucking Walmart hate dudes, and they're the hate dudes from Walmart, right? And on the bottom it has fucking what's his name? What's that guy?
Sloth.
Huh? It says they're called Hey You Guys.
Oh my god.
Hey you bro.
My little boy, he tends to watch everything I'm watching on TV. And I was going, oh, watch Blazing Saddles. I go, what are you watching? Blazing Saddles. They're like, oh, you're going to put your headphones on? I'm just going to watch it. And sure enough, the way it starts, and every N-word is dropped in that movie. And I'm like, hold up. I'm like, and my little boy goes, Dad, what are you watching? Oh, shit. Turn it off. Oh, God, no. Turn that off. No. Like, you can't watch that anymore, man. So turn that off. But one of the most hilarious movies I've ever seen. That one, it's not a movie. Out of all the movies, only one person speaking, that's the fucking mime. That was the movie.
Yeah. I've never seen that one.
It's actually a good movie, man. I mean, the whole thing, and they're talking on the phone, and it's a silent movie. The guy's talking, you know, and did he have to read the subtitles?
Yeah.
And you see the mime like, no. Next up, that's the only word. It was a whole fucking movie. No, and it's a fucking mime. The world's reversed.
Is this a fucking Mel Brooks movie?
Mel Brooks, yeah. It's awesome, dude.
Awesome. Never seen it.
But Spaceballs, yeah, dude. Great bounce off of all the Star Wars movies, bro. We've been waiting for Spaceballs 2. They said they were going to make it. I don't think it's ever going to happen.
People are dying now, dude. I don't know how they're going to...
AI, dude. AI. That's the scariest shit right now.
You know what? I saw Hot Tub Time Machine Part 1, Part 2.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait for Part 3 to come out.
It's going
to
be Part 3?
It's going to be Part 3. It's in the making.
Oh, ooh, shit.
Yeah. Damn, dude.
Part 3. Yeah. Once again, you get your party. Van Halen.
Who else? Aerosmith.
Wayne's World is the reason why a lot of people do podcasts now, man. I think because I mean, two guys in the basement, camera going crazy on public television, you know, and them doing that. I think that was like the first heartbeat of any podcast in the making, dude. Because a big shout out to Wayne's World, man, Garth and Wayne, dude. I mean, great.
Dana Carvey. I like part two.
My mom gave me a dollar, dropped me off at the parking lot.
I never forget that scene. I don't know why.
Oh, shit. No, man. Guys, we are 1 hour.
Already.
2 minutes. Great episode.
It's still going.
That means our equipment's about to fail any second.
Yeah, I know, right? Lania pops up in our studio.
Yeah,
no kidding. Is that what you're talking about?
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that in the background is a train. That is a train.
I would hope.
Did y'all order a train? That sounds like a big choo-choo train.
That's a big choo-choo.
Stop pitching. He's going to hit them out of the park every single time, man.
You sound like a big choo-choo train.
Do it, dude. Do it. Shut up.
Best podcast ever. Yeah, it's true, man. That's true.
Don't smile at me like that ever again.
Ah, shit, dude.
I'll take it downtown.
Julie Brown. But guys, thank you so much for there it goes. And it went black.
Wow.
Yep, there it is. The podcast gods have terminated my thought. We're back.
It's done.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude. Yeah, it went black.
Yep.
That is when we know that's the people downstairs knocking on the room. It's time to go.
It's time to get the fuck out of here.
It just went black, bro. I'm telling you. Sometimes
if we go longer than an hour, it's not good, man.
Bro. Yeah, dude. Yeah,
every single time.
Yeah,
literally. I'm not making you laugh, bro.
You know, Sean, that's not funny, Sean. That's not funny. I don't appreciate it, and I'm not gonna say it. Quest will say, but I won't. Sean, go again.
I'll see you soon, Chew. I'm black.
What the fuck?
What
happened?
What the fuck?
What?
What is going on?
Guys,
what's going on?
All right, take two. Really emphasize what you're really being.
That was
let's go. What's going on? I'm confused.
I just the kids go. We stop for fucking ice cream.
What the fuck was that?
Do it. No.
We're still going.
We're still going. Oh,
shit.
Shut the fuck up, man.
Where the fuck do we get ice cream?
Okay, I'm gonna cut it right there, guys.
It's done.
I'm gonna cut it right there. And we're back, folks.
Cut this shit out! Cut it out now!
Guys, I want to say thank you. Yes, we want to have her on the show. It should be a good one. Sean, thank you for coming out,
yeah,
man.
Hell yeah.
We're about to get down on this cheesecake. And the pigeons are out.
I'm going to see you next week.
Like always, let's get it out, baby.